This is Monitor, Sunday, September 25th. Yeah, that's right. I'm your host, Barry Nelson, and your guest and mine will be Jane Morgan, a lovely singing star, and you can expect to hear her speak just 3 minutes from now. Trombones Unlimited playing Modesty.
Hello, anybody. I'm Henry Morgan. An interesting fellow I know, Windy George, they call him, used to spout off about how he didn't need a State Farm homeowner's policy, the low-cost package of protection from State Farm Fire and Casualty. George believed in preventing fires and preventing burglaries and preventing accidents around the property. Well, Windy George isn't so windy these days. He changed his mind last week. He tried to prevent a tornado.
Jane Morgan began her singing career in an unusual way. She went to Paris and sang French songs to the delight of the French people and American tourists alike. Then she came back home and has been starring in supper clubs ever since. She's appearing in New York now at the Persian Room of the Plaza Hotel, and Monitor reporter Johnny Andrews interviewed her.
Jane?
I know you have a great interest in all kinds of hats. How many do you have?
Well, I have been collecting them for a number of years. I have over 500 hats.
Good heavens.
A lot of the hats are to be worn, of course, on the street, but many of them are hats that I've collected as souvenirs of the different places where I have appeared and traveled. I have hats from many, many different countries and many cities all over the world where I have appeared. For instance, if I go to the British Isles for a tour or to France or Spain or Italy, any of these countries, people would send me hats from the different areas. I have a hat that belonged originally to the original Lone Ranger.
Really?
Yes, he sent it to me as a souvenir. And then I have a real Canadian Royal Mounted Policeman's hat that I got from when I was in Canada.
I want to see you walking down 7th Avenue with that one.
But they're kind of interesting. You know, they're fun. They have different stories connected to them.
I understand that with all your travels and all, you still enjoy life down on the farm. Do you have a farm?
Yeah, how are they going to keep her down in the farm
after
she's
seen
Perry? Well, I still go back to the farm, even though I've seen Perry. I have a farm up in Kennebunkport, Maine.
Ah. Is that the haunted one I heard you...
Yes.
It is, really?
Well, the farm and the haunted house are about 2 minutes apart. The haunted house I lived in when I was a child actually belongs to my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And a few years ago, we discovered that our poodles wouldn't stay in the haunted house. They wouldn't eat. They were very restless and very nervous in the house. And the ghosts were marching around and making a lot of racket and noise at night. So I went down the road about 2 minutes away and bought a farm, a 40-acre blueberry farm.
Oh, everybody does that. Down the road, buy a farm.
Well, it's a lovely old place, very unpretentious, but... I'm crazy about it. And,
well, are the poodles happy there?
Poodles are happy. There are no ghosts in that house. It's an old house, over 200 years old, and very comfortable and furnished with early American antiques and a place that I really feel very happy and content to be in whenever I get up there, which is very seldom.
Tell us about the current engagement at the Persian Room. Must be most exciting.
Well, of course, I was very thrilled this year because Mayor Lindsay was kind enough to come and introduce me. In fact, he was reviewed in Variety this week under new acts. He was delightful, and I thought it was a very nice thing for him to do. Not only for me, but just for show business in general.
Miss Jane Morgan, one of the rare performers whose appeal to teenagers as well as their parents is well known. Truly a woman of many talents. This is Johnny Andrews for a Monitor.
Talk with Jane Morgan, which is a good warm-up for her latest song, Elusive Butterfly.
You might wake up some morning to the sound of something moving past your window in the wind. And if you're quick enough to rise, you'll catch the fleeting glimpse of someone's fading shadow. Out on the new horizon, you may see the floating motion of a distant pair of wings. And if the sleep has left your ears, you might hear footsteps running through an open meadow. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dream, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love. Echo softly in the distance through the canyons of your mind. I might have even called your name as I ran searching after something to believe in. You might have seen me running through the long abandoned ruins of the dreams you left behind. If you remember something there that glided past you, followed close by heavy breathing. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dream, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love. Elusive butterfly.
Jane Morgan there, and coming up, Perry Como, Connie Francis, and Joe Garagiola in 1 minute here on the Monitor Beacon.
WNBC, AM and FM, New York. It's back to school time. How'd you like to get your school book covers, The Rage of a Smart Set, for free this year? They're yours for free at any Wetson's while supply lasts. And it's Wetson's Hamburger Drive-In Restaurants for a quick, inexpensive source of delicious food energy. Is it eating time? Then it's pleasure time, just for you or the entire family. At Wetson's, you'll savor those palate-pleasing hamburgers, only 15 cents. Or Wetson's succulent southern fried chicken, crisp and tender, with flavorful French fries, just 69 cents. Or a refreshing thirst quencher,
ask for Wetson's Creamy Thick Shakes, just 25 cents. While you're at Wetson's, be sure to get your special sweepstakes number. Wetson's gives away over 200 prizes daily, including transistor radios. No purchase required. Rules and winning numbers posted daily. Void where prohibited by law. Anytime you decide on an eating break, refresh yourself at a Wetson's Hamburger Drive-In restaurant. In Freeport, Long Island, there's a Wetson's at 35 East Sunrise Highway. In Roslyn, Long Island, a Wetson's is located at 1045 Northern Boulevard. For the Wetson's nearest you, check the phone book.
Barry Nelson here for Monitor, and Perry Como here for a song. A brand new version of Forget Domani.
Let's forget about Domani. Let's forget about Domani. Let's forget about Domani, for Domani never comes. Let's forget about Domani. Let's forget about Domani. Let's forget about Domani, for Domani never comes.
It's tomorrow. Forget tomorrow. Let's live for now, and anyhow, who needs tomorrow? The moonlight. Let's share the moonlight. Perhaps together we will never be again. Oh, what a moon. Oh, what a sea. With such a moon and such a sea, and you with me. I get so dizzy when you're standing near. It's not the music that you hear. My heart keeps beating like a jungle drum. Let's take the minutes as they speed away and hope it's true what people say. When you're in love, tomorrow never comes.
Su dimentichiam domani, perché forse non verrà. Su dimentichiam domani, su dimentichiam domani, su dimentichiam domani, perché forse non verrà. Domani, perché domani, con questa luna, questo mare, tu con me.
Let's take the minutes as they speed away and hope it's true what people say. When you're in love, tomorrow never comes.
Let's forget about Domani. Let's forget about Domani. Let's forget about Domani, for Domani never comes. Su dimenticam Domani. Su dimenticam Domani. Su dimentichiam domani, perché forse non verrà.
Domani never comes, tomorrow never comes.
A while back at P. Taylor's dance studio, only one instructor, Jack, smoked L&M's. Now Kim Kelly's come over. When you've got today's best taste in smoking, people find out.
Come on over for the taste of it. Come on over to the L&M side.
When you've got today's best taste in smoking, people find out.
It's a mark of respect to quote someone. Respect both for what he says and the way he says it. Same holds true for a publication, which makes Newsweek magazine just about the most respected magazine around. These days, you hear and see Newsweek quoted more often by other media than any other newsweekly in the world, by other publications, and by radio and television commentators, too. Pick up a copy of the current Newsweek, then make reading Newsweek a habit. This week and every week from now on, read Newsweek.